Hey everyone, would you listen to this? I was reading in St. Paul from the Trenches, a small translation of 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Ephesians by Gerald Ware Cornish, a New Testament Greek scholar and lecturer who was called into the First World War and actually died there in the battlefield. And he translated the first chapter of Ephesians this way, and it just caught my eye and got caught in my spirit here. It's translated, quote, "There in the spiritual Christ, we as perfect and without spot or blame before him, were sought out and chosen to be his sons, foreseen and foreknown as such, an adoption which even now is coming to pass through Jesus Christ, as the good pleasure of his will unfolds itself, whereby he is adorned with the manifestation of this grace, the grace that becomes our own in the Beloved One, through whom it works, grace that is now delivering us from sin and putting off the chains from us through the victory so dearly purchased with his own blood by the Christ, infinite and far-reaching beyond the bounds of all mortal vision, is the wealth and power of that grace, so abundant in its wisdom and understanding, whereby there opens to the inner eye the wondrous revelation of his will, of his ever-benevolent purpose, foreseen and foreordained in the Christ, which the gathering up and unfolding of the ages was to effect, even the subjection of all things to the Christ, the making of him as the sum and head of all his consequent effect, a purpose to be carried out on earth as in heaven." Wow, what a passage. I encourage you to rewind and listen to that again. What struck out to me is just that it's translated here that this adoption that he says in this translation is prior to the existence of this physical universe. The adoption that says that we are children of God was worked out before time and is being worked out right now. Amazing. Amazing that every scenario, everything that happens is working out our adoption and revealing how adopted we are by God Himself, God the Father. Hallelujah. That's so awesome. Such a wonderful word. And that grace is infinite and far-reaching and continually working out grace. And grace doesn't stop. It doesn't stop no matter what our situation is. And it's something to live on. We'll ponder that for today, and I hope you're blessed.